T-minus 66. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Geller, Clark suddenly grunted, pointing to the projector screen behind Emma's head.
Could you unmute that? She requested.
Clark rushed to grab the remote while she was still talking.
Because as much as I hate her, we do have to keep a handle on whatever kind of garbage she's feeding people.
During this particular commercial, muckraker and all-round bad egg Jan Geller was advertising a special Blitz News report on the so-called home-proofing industry, which had sprung up in the past year. Home-proofing firms capitalized on paranoia by offering expensive services to homeowners keen to protect themselves and their families from telepathic intrusion, and what had initially looked like a fad was really taking hold. Espionage-wary businesses tended to be the industry's most lucrative customers, but the term home-proofing had an undeniable ring to it that would have been lost in a broader term, like building-proofing.
Do you want me to stream it now? Clark asked when the commercial ended after revealing that the special report was available to watch instantly.
Emma nodded.
Daddy's going to feed you the rest, okay, sweetheart?
She smiled at Piper, handing Dan the plastic spoon.
Da-da,
she replied with glee. Clark hit play on the report and sat down next to Emma to take it all in. The runtime was only 4 minutes, and the way the piece opened and closed suggested that it had been filmed for the general Blitz News cycle and probably deemed worthy of advertising. Blitz tended to heavily push a few reports like this every week, attempting to expand their viewer base with the TV equivalent of online clickbait. Quite why other networks accepted the ads was beyond Emma's understanding, as whatever they paid for the time was unlikely to make up for the number of viewers who followed the slickly presented call to action and changed the station. Jan Geller was apparently on two missions during the four-minute report: to monger as much fear as humanly possible, and to drive as many new sales of home-proofing services as possible. The news report, quite shamelessly, featured only one home-proofing company and even included a special discount for viewers who quoted Blitz News while placing their order. Emma couldn't miss the ironic timing of the home-proofing, which she watched on a screen that was the only thing the once-busy walls of her living room, now that a thorough second phase of baby-proofing had been undertaken. Jan visited several families in quick succession, with carefully written soundbites chosen to appeal to the natural protective instincts of parents in particular. Basic home-proofing services involved a special coating being applied to windows, while expensive, thought-proof siding and roofing materials covered the rest of the house. At the top end of the scale lay so-called active thought-proofing packages, which featured weak radio transmitters placed at regular intervals along a home's roof tiles or panels to supposedly counteract any intrusive telepathic rays. It was snake oil, pure and simple, but the industry was completely unregulated. Thought-proofing providers made no specific claims beyond vague references to cutting-edge research and development. Vehicle add-on packs would be available within a few weeks, Jan revealed as she stood alongside the proud owner of the industry-leading company, but this service wouldn't be sold separately.
And of course, she went on as the report neared its end, the good people at ThoughtGuard, Inc. remain focused on delivering the Holy Grail, a wearable thought-proofing device to keep your innermost thoughts secret and keep your children's heads free from malicious intrusion wherever they are. You can catch me live on Focus 2020 this coming Sunday to hear more about my concerns regarding the nightmarish road our elected leaders and unelected chief planetary liaison are taking us down. Yes, it's on a rival network, but I don't want you to miss it. Until then, this is Jan Geller for Blitz News. Stay smart and stay safe.
Clark exhaled slowly. What does she even want with all this crap? Is it literally just money? Viewing figures, bonuses?
With people like Geller, I don't think their eyes can see anything else, Emma replied. It's like Godfrey just wants power. He needs to be in charge of something, which is why he's pushed so hard for the ICA breakaway. The research, the messengers, none of that means anything to him unless he can use it to get himself a new chairman title and get back his old GCC office in Buenos Aires. Geller and her kind are the same, but with profit instead of power. It's a disease. She does kind of have a celebrity complex, too, and she still hates us for what the leak did to her career. So, come to think of it, now that she's back, I think her motivation is 80% profit, 10% profile, and 10% personal.
She's dangerous, Dan commented from the table.
Which is why we can't let her get away with it, Emma replied, turning to face him.
Above and beyond the words themselves, Emma's voice sounded straightforward and businesslike in a way it hadn't done for months. Everything about what she said and the way she said it reminded the brothers of the Emma of old, whose tiger-like instincts and knack for judging a narrative's direction of travel had kept them all afloat during a turbulent period in the wake of the IDA that would have destroyed anyone else.
Here's what I'm going to do, Emma said, nodding twice in sudden decision. I'm going to get myself on that live-focused 2020 panel, and I'm going to shut her down for good.
Via satellite, Clark said. It wasn't a question.
Of course, Emma replied. I'm not taking Piper anywhere, but we also can't just sit here waiting for things to play out for another second. And come to think of it, Dan, we really can't risk Godfrey forgetting to call you before his speech or running out of time, so we're going to call him now, okay?
100%, Dan said, already tapping away on his phone. With the projector paused on the final frame of Jan's advertorial home proofing report, Clark nodded his head in newfound optimism. He had never doubted his own ability to keep people physically safe, be it his friends and family in Birchwood or his old VIP clients in Iraq, but a fully focused Emma was capable of shaping public narratives and playing the media in ways that could serve all that was good and true. He had watched her roll up her sleeves and fight dirty when the situation called for it, and while he understood why she had been completely absent from the public arena since Piper's birth, he was glad to see the fire in her eyes once more. Clark knew that the family's situation was terrible, but he also knew there was no one better to take it on. At last, driven out of the shadows by the overpowering drive to protect her child at any and all costs, the real Emma was back.